Jim says that press is so old, made in the 50s. Because that's when I was, amen? Of course, my wife's much younger than I, right, honey? Okay, amen, good. Amen. I'll just cite for you a couple examples of some of the things the Lord has enabled our ministry to do here recently. And that'll give you an idea of what we do. There's a missionary in Uganda by the name of Stensis. They're actually a missionary family, been there many years. They were able to finish a translation of John and Romans, the book of John and the book of Romans, into the native language of Uganda, Luganda. And we had the privilege of printing the first 350,000 John Romans and shipping those to him. Upon receiving those out of customs, he owed about $1,600. We even sent him that to be able to help him get those out of customs. And as we're speaking, those are being distributed. I'm told in a third world country like that, that a John Romans will be read by up to 7 people before it falls apart. It's not quite like America, amen? And of those 7, 2 to 4 will get saved. Amen? Now, as you heard our pastor say, we can print and ship a John Romans for 25 cents. It's quite an investment, 2 souls, 25 cents. Amen? Also, lately, we have a missionary in Peru by the name of Don Rich. He's our distribution center there for South America. We sent him a container full of Bibles, whole Spanish Bibles. That's 25,000 plus. And he was able to distribute those in 18 months in 6 South American countries. That went so well, and he saw such a need for them. For many of the churches he went into, the only person who owned a Bible was the pastor. So we sent him another 25,500 Bibles, and he distributed those in 4.5 months. He had pastors coming out of the woodwork, so to speak, with knapsacks ready to fill them and take them back to their people, and pictures on our website of grown men clutching Bibles and with tears in their eyes, finally having a copy of the scripture. See, a Christian needs a Bible. Amen? Lost man needs a gospel. That's why we do both John Romans as well as whole Bibles. So we're going to try to, and we're endeavoring to, send him a container a year to be able to distribute. Now in the 9 South American countries that speak Spanish, he's able to get in all 9 of them, and that's a great blessing, and we look forward to what is going to transpire with that ministry. Amen? Brother Jim wants us to pray. You could join us in that prayer that if we could get 207 churches to give $20 a month, we would be able to send those John Romans, 1 container a year, to get Bibles in the hands of those Christians in South America. Amen? So that's a great ministry, and we'd appreciate your prayers to that end. Well, we have several other projects we're involved in. I just had a pastor friend in Mesa, Arizona, take 1,000 Spanish Bibles down in Baja, Mexico, and he just visited churches all the way down to the tip and back and distributing those Bibles to folks who can't really afford to buy a Bible and have trouble finding one if they could. Amen? So that's what we do. Our main ministry is printing scriptures. Now, on our display out there, we have some books that we have printed. Some of them used to be out of print, and we printed them. We started that some years ago when the economy went bad to help raise money for paper to print Bibles, and that's what we do with that. And you'll recognize some titles like The Trail of Blood. There's two larger books out there. C.I. Schofield, who is the editor of the Schofield Bible, did a series of Bible studies, and they called them Schofield Leaflets. They found that in a pastor's study that went home to be with the Lord in pristine shape. They put them together into these books. And what they are simply is Bible study by C.I. Schofield. We have one copy out there that has the picture of a laptop in the corner. That copy has a CD in the back with permission to make as many copies you might need. Each page is a Bible study. It could be used in a Sunday school class, a youth class, could be used in a Bible Institute, or for your own personal study. There's a copy that does not have the laptop pictured there. That is just a study book. I had the man who runs our press, graduated from Tennessee Temple University many years ago, said that going through that book, looking up scriptures, you look up more scripture than when you would in a Bible college. Amen. So that must be a lot. Amen? So we offer those out there as well. Then there's several other titles. Fanny Crosby wrote a lot of the hymns that we sang out of the hymn book. Her autobiography is there. We found that and printed that, have that out there, and several other titles. If you're interested in any of those books, I put a price on them because people always ask, how much are they? That's what they are online. And what that is we take that money goes to buy paper, all of it. So if you're interested in a book, you can know if you buy one, it's going to go to help buy paper. On our prayer card, I hope you get a prayer card. My wife and I are missionaries, all the representatives are, raising personal support to be on the field. And God's been good to us over these years. But on the back of our prayer card is a web page. You can go to the web page. We have an online bookstore, many other things that offer on the web page, and you can look that over as well. Amen? And if you have any questions about the ministry, feel free to ask us. We'll answer what we can. But if you ever go down to Pensacola for them white sand beaches down there, amen? You have to go in the winter or you have to get right with God. Amen. But they are beautiful and they are white sand. It's amazing. But if you go down there, just before you cross the bay is the Milton, Florida exit. You get off there, turn in toward town. 5 miles on the right-hand side is our church. Feel free to go in. Now, the way the work gets done is mostly, got stuck there, amen, mostly volunteers. And if you know anything about Pensacola and that area there, it's Independent Baptist Heaven, I think. They're everywhere. And we have a lot of churches and folks come in and help us to get the word. Without it, we could never do it, amen? So it's a great blessing. If you happen to go in there on a work day, look out. They'll put you to work, amen? But it is a great blessing. So my wife and I thank you for the opportunity to present the work. And again, there is a brochure out there. Feel free to take that. Look over the books, and we can answer any questions you have after that. Well, if you have your Bible, turn with me to Colossians. Colossians chapter number 2. And we'll try to do this real quickly. I know lunch awaits. Amen? Amen. If I know Baptists, lunch awaits. The trouble with the churches I pastored is the fellowship hall was on the same floor and close, and you could smell it, so it was even worse. Amen. I had some men that if they went out to go to the bathroom, I had somebody follow them because they were heading to the kitchen. Amen. I know none of you would do that, but I had some that did. Amen. It's going to be a real privilege when we leave here. We're traveling back to the church that we started in Ohio. They're having an anniversary and asked us to come back for the anniversary and to visit with the folks there. So that's going to be a real blessing. Amen? To get back there. I'm glad to say two churches I pastored are still going strong. So that's an encouragement. I didn't close any of them up. Amen? Funny thing was, when I left the second one, they were more sorry my wife was going than I. Whatever that means, amen? All right, Colossians chapter number 2. Let me begin reading just the first three verses. I'll begin in verse 1. For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Let's pray. Father, we love you and thank you for the opportunity to be here in this good church and present the work. Now we turn to your word and ask you to give us another blessing. Open our hearts, give us ears to hear and eyes to see. Pray that you'll be glorified and lifted up by all that's said and done. We look for your help now, and we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. I direct your attention particularly to the statement, the riches of full assurance of understanding. It's my opinion that the most important word in your Bible is the word understanding. That is my opinion. Amen. Because it all starts with that. As a pastor, I've witnessed to many people and in different ways, and I've noticed that some people are different. When you talk to them about the Lord, they are interested, open, and receiving what you're saying. But the majority of people are not. They're just kind of biding their time until you're done. And most Americans will be kind enough to do that, especially if you're standing at their door doing it. Amen? But I noticed what makes the difference? Could it be intelligence? No. No, it's not intelligence, because I have two brothers who are much smarter than I, yet I'm saved and I don't know that they are. Amen? No, it's not intelligence. Sometimes that can be a hindrance. Amen? No, it's not that. It's the open heart. Understanding comes from God. That's what I'm saying. It is the ministry of the Holy Spirit to give you and I understanding, and the toolbox that he uses is called the Bible. Amen? And he's the workman. He produces faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So faith is born inside of us when we receive the Word of God, yet there are those who hear but will not receive. Amen? That's what I'm talking about. So what makes the difference then between people, even once you're saved? What is the difference? How do you grow? You see, I believe God's will is for you and I to prove to this world by our lives that it's better to be saved than it is to be lost. Amen? How do we do that as people who are still sinners, locked in this flesh? And we fail often, I understand that, amen? That's why 1 John 1:9 is still in the Bible about confessing our sins, and he's faithful to forgive us our sin, amen? You know, in Luke 11:28, the Bible says, but he said, yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. That word keep is very important, amen? Because I've told the word of God to many people who didn't keep it, just kind of let it pass on by. But those who keep it, I notice change. There's change that takes place because my Bible tells me that I'm a new creature in Christ. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Amen? So there's a principle in the Bible about full understanding. Now, you and I will never know it all. We grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. But if you're saved today, you have the Holy Spirit on the inside. The Bible says if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you're none of his. So the Holy Spirit abides in you. And his voice, I'll say, and I believe his toolbox is the Word of God. He takes that to produce faith. As a truck driver with no background in church at all, I read those gospel tracts and they put me under old-fashioned Holy Ghost conviction. That's a good Baptist term. Amen? How'd he do that? Well, he produced faith that showed me I was a sinner. I thought I was pretty good. I was married, had two little children, been faithful to my wife and family, worked hard. I thought everything was great, but he showed me I was nothing but a sinner. Amen? For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Whether you come short 10 miles or 2 feet, you still come short of God's glory. Amen? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says, and as you well know, the wages of sin is death. But that death is different. It's called the second death in the Bible. That is division away from God for eternity. And the term is hell. Amen? But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You know, I've got gifts before that had strings tied to them. You ever got a gift like that? Well, it's not a gift at all if something is expected back. But I also got gifts just because of love, with no thought of any kind of giving back, amen? And that's what salvation is. It's a gift. You can't deserve it. You can't earn it, amen? It's given by grace, and grace means unmerited favor. God loves everybody. Do you believe that? And he commands us to love everybody as well, and that takes God's grace and mercy to be able to do that. I don't like some of the things taking place in our country today. I'm sure you don't either. But I'm still to love everybody. Amen? God loves everybody but does not love their sin. It's not a hate thing to be against someone's sin, but to love the person. Amen? So God has made provision for you and I in salvation, as I'm sure you're well aware, through Jesus Christ, who went to the cross and died and was buried. And in so doing, according to Romans chapter 6, you and I enter in salvation his death and his burial. There was a day when Sean Dunn died. Well, not the physical Sean Dunn, but the spiritual sure did. That lost man died and then was resurrected in Christ. That's why the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. What's he mean by that? Well, I picture it like the old top. You old enough to remember them old tops? You'd wind them things up and they'd spin on that point. Well, you know, there was a day in 1980 when God took my pointer off of me and set it on Jesus Christ. I may wobble on that pointer, but I'll never leave it. Amen? Because I'm born again. And once you're born again, you don't get unborn again. Salvation is eternal because that resurrected life is the life of Christ, and Christ is eternal. Amen? So the greatest need that we have is understanding, because that's how you have assurance of salvation. I believe one of the greatest, I guess I call it weaknesses we have in Baptist circles, those who believe in eternal security, is a lack of assurance of salvation, the fear that comes with it. I believe there's times when anyone gets weak in faith and struggles with those kind of things, yet my Bible tells me that God gives to us eternal life. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. See, salvation's of God. But the assurance of salvation comes from within. It's the ministry of the Holy Spirit, again, through His Word, to give you faith. I remember as a young Christian, I struggled with that for a while and read every evangelist book I could get my hands on. You know, every book about eternal security and all those, I read all those things. None of them helped me, although they were all true. They weren't true. But here's the thing, it doesn't come from reading a book. It comes from within. And when I prayed, and I spent all night one night reading in 1 John and praying, and John, and I read and I prayed and I read and I prayed. Now, I didn't hear any voices. I didn't see any 90-foot Jesus. Amen? No tornadoes came through the building, thank the Lord. It was very quiet. In fact, it was so quiet it was creepy. You ever been there? But listen, I noticed when I left that room, I could say with the Apostle Paul, I know whom I believed and am persuaded that He's able to keep that which I committed unto Him against that day. Amen? He gave me faith. I know by faith that I'm saved. And if you ever struggle with that, don't be ashamed. You're human. Amen? But go to God in prayer and say, show me, nail it down. I've got to know. And look out, He's going to do it. Because God wants you to have great faith. He wants you, actually, to be happy in your salvation. Amen? You know what makes a saved man different from a lost man is understanding. Amen? Now, my family are all good people. My brothers, who were raised in the same house, have the same genetic code. Amen? We have the same mother and father. We were raised in the same house, same food. Amen? Now I'm traveling all over the country. I'm getting an education. Amen? You ever had a crawfish boil? Son, I'll tell you something. What bugs me is them crawfish ought to weigh 100 pounds. It takes a ton of them things. Picking that meat out of the tail. But down south, listen, they don't only do that. You know how they eat them, don't you? Should I tell you before we have lunch? They love the heads. Just get a picture of that, okay? Not me. I never met a crawfish yet that looked good to eat. Amen? The tail, okay, but not the head. I'm just saying, you can travel 200 miles and be in a different culture. I was telling Pastor's wife this morning, I never had anyone beep at me until I got to Baltimore and Philadelphia. And here, I'm driving down the road trying to find a vet's office. Our dog had a problem. I'm slowing down to see how to turn in, and some guy's beeping the horn behind me, and there's nothing to test the resolve of the Holy Ghost in me more than that. I want to peel them scripture signs off the back of the truck, and amen? It's tough. It's a tough thing. Amen. But man, people are impatient around here. I don't know why they're in such a hurry. Amen? You get down south, you got to wake people up at the light. But I'm raised in the north, so I know how it is, amen? So that's okay. I don't go with, down south they told me, a pastor told me, you're a Yankee, aren't you? I said, well, yeah, I guess. I guess so. It's even worse than that. I was born in northern Ohio. I said, how could you tell? He says, your accent. I said, I don't have an accent. He said, he's telling me this, and I can hardly understand him. He says, you have an accent. I said, well, okay, I guess I do. I guess the Midwest has an accent. I don't know. Amen? So, you know, there's different cultures everywhere. You can drive a short distance, and there's so much moving takes place now. There's a great mixture there. But there's one thing that everyone has in common. Amen? We're all sinners in need of salvation. And the salvation is the same for any man. Jesus said, I'm the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And once you're saved, you need a Bible to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ and be able to fulfill his will. And you know his will for you is different than anyone else because you're different. I mentioned genetic code. Your genetic code is different. Amen? No one except your brothers or sisters have the same parents you do. And then your personality is set in the first 5 years of your growth. Whoever had the most influence in you helped set your personality. Should hopefully your parents. Amen? Then your experiences and being raised made you who you are. I've heard some people that had just horrible upbringing. Amen? But no one faced the same stresses you did at the same time. Everybody at different times. Maybe you were raised in a wonderful home with loving parents. Amen? Well, you still face some things, even though easier, I would suppose. Then you got saved. And everybody goes, well, there it is. Well, that took care of everything. No, that took care of your sin. That didn't take care of who you were. That was built before. Amen? Other than your soul being saved, certainly. But now you have something that a lost man doesn't. You have an opportunity for understanding. To take God's word, by the washing of water, by the word. Do you remember the old computers? You had to defrag. Anybody remember them? I had a guy put a computer together for me years ago. And you know that thing would get moving so slow, it was annoying. And he said, well, you have to defrag it. So I hit that thing, up come this screen, you remember, with all the colors on it? And you, okay, defrag, and you'd sit there for an hour and a half and watch them dumb things moving slow. But when it was all done, there were all the colors were in a row. It was nice. And I thought, what in the world is that? Somebody told me, well, you know, a computer pulls the file off, puts it back in a different place, and they get all scattered, so it takes a long time for it to find it. So defragging it is putting everything back in order. You know, you need defragged every day. He calls it the washing of water by the word. You need your mind changed every day. You know why? I don't know if you noticed or not, but this world is doing a job on us. I mean, the pressure's on, isn't it? You don't have to watch 5 minutes of TV to know that you are being inundated. Amen? They told me opinions of Americans on some topics have changed drastically in the last 5 years. 5 years seems to do it in 5 minutes. How? Understanding. So if you're saved today and you have a Bible in your hand, do you realize how fortunate you are? Because there's people all over this world that don't have. Do you realize there are 6,000 people groups? Now that's not countries, that's people groups. 6,000 people groups that don't have one word of Scripture in their language. How are they going to grow if they get saved? Amen? How are they going to have assurance of salvation and the joy of Christ's leadership and guidance in their life? Amen? Even though we're all different, and I, pastor, can give you some generalities about God's will for your life, but he can't do the specifics because he's not the Holy Spirit. Amen? But God can specifically draw you and direct you to his perfect will for your peculiar life. And we are peculiar. Amen? And when he does that, you can be the happiest you can ever be in the center of God's will, and it may not seem like much to anyone else, but for God and you, that's exactly where he wants you. And then what you're going to prove to this world is, hey, it's better to be saved than it is to be lost. Amen? I mean, the world has to see something, and not to put it on either. I'm talking about really from the heart. I am grateful for what God has done in our lives over these years, amen, some 36 years now. I have two daughters, both serving the Lord faithfully. I never had a moment's concern what they were doing, who they were with, amen? Now, I know I'm fortunate, and I thank God for that, but that didn't come just by accident, amen? That came because they saw something. What they saw in my wife and I was real. That's what I'm trying to say, amen? And that's the opportunity we all have. When you read your Bible, why not pray and say, God, give me understanding. Read Proverbs 2 sometime. Amen? About hungering, thirsting for the Word of God and how he'll give you discretion and guidance through his Word. And that's the greatest blessing of all. Then think of the many in this world that don't have access to Scriptures, whether they're John, Romans, New Testaments, or whole Bibles. Amen? And pray for us. Pray that God will help supply the need to be able to get the funds to buy the paper. A roll of paper costs about $1,100. We'll run that roll in 1 8-hour shift, and in that 8-hour shift, we'll print the equivalent of 800 whole Bibles, 3,000 New Testaments, or 15,000 John and Roman booklets, one roll of paper. Amen? By the time we finish a whole project of 25,000 whole Bibles, or 350,000 John and Romans, we will have invested from buying the paper and all the ink and the time and all that put in and shipping, $50,000. And we've done it now since 1984, happily. Just get it out the door. Amen? So I hope you'll pray for us. And thank God if you have a Bible. Amen? It's the most precious thing you have other than the indwelling Holy Spirit or Christ in you. Amen? It's your Bible. It's precious. Read it every day. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And if you're not saved today, I have even better news for you. You can be. If you believe you're a sinner, that comes from God. If you believe the wages of sin is death, that comes from God. You're in the right place to exercise simple faith in calling upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And asking him to save your soul. And I promise you, he'll do it. Because he said he'll never cast anyone away that comes in simple faith. Amen? So I hope that you'll give this some consideration in prayer. Amen? And if you need to be saved, boy, it'd be the joy of that preacher's heart to help you come to Christ today. Amen? What a joy that'd be. I remember the pastor that came to our house and led us to the Lord. And he was a young man, and he came in the door and sat down, and the first thing I asked him, tell me again how to be saved. It shocked him. He opened it up and went through it again and said, would you like to? I said, sure would. He stuttered. You know why? Because I was ready. God had me ready. Amen? And my wife and I got saved same time. Now, I let her go first because she needed it more than me. Not really. But she and I prayed that day, and we were saved. And you know, it's the greatest joy for me to let that pastor know from time to time we're still serving God. Amen? And I have people in our past that I think of that we've ministered to that are serving the Lord. They're a great joy to my heart. There's others who are kind of break your heart, but that's okay. Amen? Because serving the Lord is the greatest thing in the world. Let's pray. Father, we love you today and thank you for the opportunity.